Forget everything you had planned for this weekend because you are sitting on your couch and winning from the comfort of your own home. I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play hundreds of slot games, all of the table games you love, and you could even win real cash prizes. New users, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hey everyone, Logan Cruz here, and welcome back to Wisdom Warriors. You know, life can throw some serious curveballs our way, right? One minute you're on top of the world, the next, bam. You're navigating a swamp of stress, anxiety, or just plain feeling lost. Ever get that vibe? Well, friends, I'm here to tell you there's a philosophy, an ancient wisdom, that can help us weather any storm and actually thrive amidst the chaos. We're diving deep into Stoicism today, specifically focusing on this powerful concept called eudaimonia. It might sound fancy, but trust me, it's more relatable than you think. Think of eudaimonia as that feeling of living a truly good life, not just a comfortable one. It's about finding meaning and purpose, cultivating virtue, and ultimately, achieving inner peace and fulfillment. It's the kind of happiness that doesn't rely on external factors, it comes from within. Now, I know what you're thinking. Easier said than done, right? Absolutely, but here's the cool part about Stoicism. It gives us practical tools to work towards eudaimonia. Let's break down 5 key takeaways that can really make a difference in your everyday life. First up, control what you can. We often get caught up in things beyond our control, traffic jams, other people's opinions, the weather. Seriously, who needs that drama? But Stoicism reminds us to focus on what we can influence. Our thoughts, our actions, our reactions. Think of it like this. You can't control the wind, but you can adjust your sails. Next, practice virtue. This isn't about being a goody-two-shoes, okay? Stoicism is all about developing these core virtues: wisdom, justice, courage, and temperance. It's about making choices that align with these values, even when it's tough. Imagine you have the opportunity to stand up for someone being treated unfairly. That takes courage, or maybe you resist the urge to gossip because it goes against your sense of justice. Those are powerful acts of virtue that build a stronger foundation for eudaimonia. Third, accept what is. This one can be tricky, I get it. We tend to resist things we don't like, but Stoicism encourages us to accept reality as it is, without judgment or resistance. Think about it. Holding on to anger or resentment only hurts you in the long run. By accepting difficult situations, we free ourselves to focus on what we can do, rather than dwelling on what we can't change. Fourth, live in the present moment. We're always rushing from one thing to the next, caught up in the past or worrying about the future. Stoicism reminds us to savor the present moment. Take a deep breath, appreciate the little things, and truly engage with your surroundings. This helps us find joy in the everyday and build a sense of gratitude. And finally, remember that happiness is a journey, not a destination. Eudaimonia isn't a one-time achievement, it's an ongoing process of growth and self-discovery. There will be ups and downs, but by consistently practicing these Stoic principles, we can move closer to living a more fulfilling and meaningful life. You know that feeling when you nail a challenging task, or you help someone in need? That sense of accomplishment, that genuine happiness, that's eudaimonia in action. Think about a time you felt truly fulfilled and happy. What were you doing? What values were you living by? That's a glimpse into what it means to strive for eudaimonia. Now, let's bring this back to reality. Imagine you're stuck in traffic, late for an important meeting. Instead of getting frustrated and letting your emotions spiral, take a deep breath and practice gratitude for the little things. The fact that you have a car, a destination to go to, etc. Focus on what you can control, your attitude, your mindset. You might even use this time to listen to a podcast or do some mental exercises. By choosing to focus on the positive and practicing Stoic principles, you can turn a frustrating situation into an opportunity for growth. So remember, folks, eudaimonia isn't just some abstract concept. It's a tangible goal that we can all strive for. It takes effort, consistency, and a willingness to live by these timeless principles. But trust me, the journey is worth it. Want to take your Wisdom Warrior game to the next level? Share this episode with someone who could use a dose of Stoic inspiration, leave a review so we can spread the word, and join us on social media for more discussions and insights. Until next time, keep striving for that eudaimonia.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.